Good evening. This is the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program here on the Labor Exchange is Colorado Construction Careers, and with us is a special guest, Emma Donahue, Community Outreach Coordinator, Colorado Building and Construction Trades Council, AFL-CIO, and the MEP Alliance. Before we begin, I want to pay respect to a great Colorado labor leader who passed away last week, and that's Norm Pledger, former president of the Colorado AFL-CIO in the late 70s and early 80s, and a long-time devoted loyal member with IBEW Local 113 in Colorado Springs. His services will be this Wednesday, and it will be the next day. His services will be Wednesday, and the following day will be a celebration of life at IBEW 113. So, Norman Pledger, rest in peace. Emma, let's begin with you with some background. For this KGNU listening audience, could you share some of your academic and work experience?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show this evening. I am a Colorado native. I know there's not many of us around anymore. I grew up in Louisville and have been in Denver for the last 10 years. I have done political work, consulting work, and now I am using those skills to go out and recruit and educate people about the apprenticeship programs.
Well, Emma, let me ask you this, just to follow up on the background. What moved and or inspired you to take on this position with the Colorado Building and Construction Trades Council, AFL-CIO, and the MEP Alliance?
I thought this was a great program. It is a brand new program. We are funded through a new state grant that was done during the 2015 session of the legislature. They did a big grant for workforce development, something that's greatly needed here in Colorado. Six different groups got pieces of the pie. The Colorado Building Trades and the MEP Alliance got one of those pieces. And we're able to hire two organizers to go out and work directly with the community around these projects. So I'm up here in the Denver greater metro area, and we also have somebody working down in Colorado Springs, Pueblo.
All right, then. The beginning, quote-unquote, the launch of this program. So when did this program, Colorado Construction Careers, begin, also known as launch? And you mentioned some of the partners, but, you know, could you, you know, maybe expand on who all some of the other major partners are?
Our grant officially started June 8th. I have been up and working for about 2 months in the community. And so it's a very new program. We are still getting our website up and going, but we have our Facebook page and our Twitter account up, so you can follow us and follow anything that's going on, and I'll give that information at the end. So it's a new program. Our partners, we have a really great starting point with our partners. So our big partners are the Colorado Building Trades Council, and so that's all of the union trades in the Building Trades Council. So your plumbers, your pipe fitters, IBEW we just talked about, all of our unions are a partner in this project and are helping us, bring people in and help recruit. Obviously, we need them because they provide the apprenticeship programs.
Some of these partners I saw were like MCA, and I'm not sure that, I think it's Mechanical Contractors Association. You know, I should know that. I see NECA, which is National, Electricians Contractors Association, and we already mentioned MEP Alliance and others. So with that, do you think this is fair to say that this program should be considered a public-private partnership? I mean, we got state money and we have private employers?
Yes, we are a public-private partnership in some of the best ways we can do one. We have our union partners who are providing the training. We have our contractors, as we just mentioned, all of those who are part of the MEP Alliance, the Electrical Contractors Association, all of them. They provide our jobs for our workers. And then we have the state, which is able to help fund this and, is really help pushing these projects all around the state. So it's a great project and a great partnership all the way around.
Are you at liberty to give an amount of money in terms of what the source of funding was?
We got a significant portion of the grant. And this right now is a one-year grant, but we're hoping to extend it up to 3 years. So events like this really helps get our word out. So that helps us keep going.
All right, then. Great. Colorado Construction Careers, that's the subject and content of the show. And you've already touched on a little bit, like, you know, I know from the presentation I viewed at the Colorado Alliance for Retired Americans on September 8th, you know, in your PowerPoint, you had, quote unquote, who are we? You've answered that to a certain extent with some of the unions and the contractors involved with the program. That's good. Beyond this, though, Emma, how many apprenticeship programs are available and how many, you know, number Colorado contractors are involved with this ongoing process?
That's great. So we have 23 local unions who are a part of this project, and which have a total of 24 programs. So apparently somebody has two. We have a great amount of unions. So we have a project. We have a role for anybody, any career you want. We can probably find you a program. And so then we have 120 contractors involved in our project as well. And so that gives us a lot of flexibility and a lot of options on where we can send our people to work. It also means that we can keep our apprentices employed the entire time they're going through the 4-ish year program, you know, which is a big thing of making this an actual workforce program.
And one thing I was impressed with, I never knew the exact number. I knew it was a lot. But how much money is presently spent by these union and contractors in the context of apprenticeship on an annual basis?
So annually, they split the cost. So half gets paid in by the unions, half gets paid in by our contractors. And they're both spending about $2.2 million on these programs every year. This is a big industry here in Colorado, but not a well-known one.
All right, then. Emma, and that's a great, great segue. You are presently working very hard on a key element, quote unquote, our outreach program. Could you discuss this program and the details involved to ensure success for all participants throughout the state of Colorado?
This program is really based on broadening the horizons of our current apprenticeship programs. You know, you think about the typical construction worker. We're trying to break that image. We're trying to get more women, more military veterans, more underserved communities, more minorities in general into the construction trade. People you don't normally think about seeing out building your buildings or fixing your roads. So that's really one of our core values, is making sure that this is a diverse program that welcomes everybody and brings in as many different people into this program, many who have never heard of these programs before. You know, old construction families, you know, your father was a sheet metal worker, you become a sheet metal worker, your uncle was a sheet metal worker, you're all sheet metal workers. It's what you do. We're trying to really expand this program to people who haven't had that experience in their lives.
And have you, you know, like when you make these presentations and that, I mean, you intrigued me. I just went up to you and I says, well, would you be interested in doing a radio show? And you responded favorably. When you do make these other presentations, and we'll get into that, you know, probably the last part of the show, is that generating some questions when you are in person, you know, talking to somebody?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of good questions from the community about these programs, how they work, how they can get more people involved. We're getting great response from people just in the community who are hearing these presentations are going, well, that seems like a great career for me. I'm doing a lot of outreach with high school students as well, really, you know, expanding this as an option for them as something they've never really heard of before. And so getting some great questions about how these programs work and how they get involved and how they really do something like this.
All right, then, Emma, as part of your presentation I saw, and I didn't know, I thought this was a good, you know, information, and it was the U.S. Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2012. And it was a report, quote unquote, economic impacts on the construction industry on the state of Colorado. There are three critical points with this report. Could you discuss, detail these points and the present impact on the construction industry, especially the specialty trades?
Yeah, that's great. As anybody who's known, who's driven around Boulder, Denver, the metro area, you get stuck in a lot of construction traffic these days. We are a booming area. I mean, 100,000 people are expected to move into the Denver metro area in the next couple years. So we're having a big boom in population, which means we need more buildings, more roads, more services. It also means, you know, we need somebody to do those jobs as well. But Right now, 25% of our workforce is eligible for retirement. The construction trade in general is an older industry. We have a lot of people who got in it because it was a family thing, and we're just not recruiting the same way we were before. And so we really are that need to be out recruiting a lot more and a lot different groups of people, which is why I'm here. The other point is we are going to lose about one third of our workforce in the next 2 years due to retirement, due to other issues. You know, people moving, people finding new jobs, but a lot of it is retirement and aging out of, you know, wanting to move heavy equipment around and do the very physical job that is construction trades. So that's, you know, a big deal. So between the 25% that is eligible now and the third that's going to be eligible in the next 2 years, we're looking at a major shortage in Denver in an industry that we already have a shortage. I'm talking to a lot of our training directors, a lot of at our different apprenticeship programs, and they're all looking for new apprentices. Every one of them has an opening right now in their program.
And there's the specialty trades. There's another factor there, too.
Oh, yes. The last one. You know, all of these trades are kind of considered a specialty trade because, you know, you specialize in either plumbing or pipe fitting or something. But in the next 5 to 7 years, we're going to have a 10% increase in the number, just the base number of people we need working, which means even without the loss of people to retirement, we're still going to be 10% behind. So you add that on to everybody we're losing to retirement and other factors, and we are at a huge disadvantage right now, which is why these programs are critical to really, we need to create strong pipelines, which is what my real goal is. It's great pipelines with the community so that we have people know about these programs and we just have people continually coming into these programs year after year because they know these are great jobs and they know this is the place to be and because we have a great job waiting for them.
And like when you're doing that, you can just, I liked your, you know, metaphor or everything like that when, you know, you say you're driving around. And I know that here in Boulder, it's like more than I've ever seen is that if people say, well, there'll be work, and you can just easily say, well, you want to get in the car with me, and I'll just show you some of the, you know, the tire cranes, you know, within, you know, a 2 mile stretch. And, you know, there's a great example. But, you know, construction is not always about new construction. It's oftentimes, you know, about, you know, repairing roads and also like interior finish in downtown Denver and other places like that. It's just a tremendous amount of work. Emma, there are, you know, with going back to the U.S. Department of Labor, and I get emails constantly from them, you know, through Secretary Thomas Perez, and it's all good stuff. And he's and his, you know, staff are focusing on apprenticeship as well. And with that said, what are the five primary components of registered apprenticeship? And beyond this, could you briefly give some detail for each of those components?
Of course. So the important thing is we're talking registered apprenticeship programs today. Registered apprenticeship programs mean they are registered with the Federal Department of Labor and also the State Department of Labor. So we are held to a higher standard because we have to be under federal and state guidelines as compared to for-profit entities, which often don't have to hit those same guidelines. So that's one thing I really like to hit is that, you know, we are registered. We are you know, really have our foundations well in place. A real quick thing, apprenticeship programs have been around since 1938. We are not new programs, but that is the first time we started registering with the federal government as an apprenticeship program. And so, you know, we've had a long standing of meeting those criteria with the federal government and being well recognized for our work. So the five points that we're going to hit now about why registered apprenticeships are great is, one is employer involvement. Employers are a foundation of every registered apprenticeship program. As we talked about, this is not just a program between the Colorado Building Trades Council, but it's also with the MEP Alliance and our contractors. It's a partnership. It's half and half every time. So, you know, they're as much a big of part of this as, you know, the apprenticeship programs are. And we can't do it without our employers because obviously, where are you going to work? So that's why they're also active. They pay in to help fund the apprenticeship programs. Union dues pay half, contractors, companies pay the other half. That's how we can offer our programs at not with no tuition to these programs, is because we have people who know the value of them and are willing to help pay for them. We have a structured on-the-job training. Apprentices receive on-the-job training from an apprentice, an experienced mentor. These are usually journeymen who have been working in the field for a while. They work with the apprentice for at least a year, and that's usually their first year when they need to, you know, need the more skills. And as people move through the programs, obviously they get to do more and more on their own because they have learned the skills that they need. Related training and instruction. So we include on-the-job training within the classroom training. So you're not just getting, you're not just sent onto a job site and told to figure it out. You also, first-year apprentices have class like twice a week where they come in and they learn from a very experienced instructor about all of this. And we also provide, we also have partnerships with the community college system here in Colorado, so that while you're getting your apprenticeship program completed, you're also getting credits towards our local community college systems that can be applied towards an associate's degree. So, you know, we're not just giving you on-the-job training, but we're giving you a degree as well, and something that can be turned into some, you know, you can apply that later towards if you want to, you know, get a construction management degree where you can go on to become a foreman or run a construction company. This really is just a baseline for people. We don't set a top, we just set the baseline. A couple other things. Reward for skills gained. Every year, as an apprentice finishes a year of their program, they get a 5% raise. There's not many other industries that give you a 5% raise every year, I can tell you that. So it's a great benefit, and you really are, you know, they are getting rewarded as they accomplish things. And we are nationally recognized. Our credentials are nationally recognized, and every employer recognizes them for what they are and how useful they are and how valuable it is. And so it's not, you know, you decide you don't want to live in Colorado. I'm not sure why, but apparently people decide it. And you want to move to Nevada or California. You can take your certifications from your apprenticeship program there, and they'll recognize them for, and give you credit for them. So this is not, you know, a one-size-stuck-all program.
All right, then. You did a great job with those 5 points. Emma, according again to the U.S. Department of Labor, there are distinct advantages of registered apprenticeship. So let's begin with two questions. The first one is, what are the benefits to job seekers? After that, what are the benefits to employers?
So job seekers, this is the big one that I really catches most people. You get paid to go to school. Instead of walking away, you know, from a traditional four-year college with $60,000 in debt, you've actually made money the entire time you were in this program. So you are walking away debt-free and have made a good living in the process. So we start off, all of our job stuff start off above $12 an hour. So we are not talking low minimum wage jobs here. We're talking good, high-paying jobs that, you know, allow you to have a livable wage and support your family even from the very beginning. A couple other things are, you know, you get great skills that can be used in a lot of ways. You get your general plumbing skills, and then you decide you want to specialize in one field over another. We provide a lot of that training, so if you want to go into a specialization, those classes are available as well. As I was saying earlier, these are national credits, so you're not stuck in one place, and you will be recognized for the training you have wherever you go. And what my favorite is there's no top to these. Career advancement is a great option, and you can go as far as you want to go.
All right, then. And again, we know who the probably the most important component in this is, the employers.
Well, we got to keep them around, or none of us have a job. So employers really benefit this because of the high-skilled workers we provide for them. There's nothing worse than somebody who doesn't know how to do their job and you have to spend all your time retraining them. They know what they're going to get from us. They know that they are OSHA certified. They know that they've gotten the proper training and that they are come to work prepared. And so that's one of the biggest things for employers is that they don't have to retrain. Also, we have reduced turnover costs because our people, because they're in the programs, because they're going to class, because we're working with them, they stick around. And so that's a big part, you know, retraining workers costs a lot of time and energy for the employer, and that's a really big thing for them not to have to do all the time.
And that means lower investment in recruitment.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to spend as much time looking for people because they already have their staff, and, you know, projects go on time, our roads get completed on time, our buildings get completed on time, and everybody's happy.
So we have higher productivity. If the employers have higher productivity, they'll make more money.
That is true.
And that's good.
That is true, because then they're going to do bigger, better projects, and they're going to hire more people to build them, and we're going to get better infrastructure out of it all the way around. So I think it benefits the whole state here.
And again, like you've already mentioned in earlier, reasons and everything like that, one thing that they're always looking for is they're going to have a more diverse workforce.
Yes.
Emma, we got about, 6 minutes left. Possibly a little more, but quote-unquote real benefits to workers. This Colorado Construction Careers Program extends real benefits to workers. And while it's a little bit repetitive as to for things we just said, could you expand on your previous remarks and detail what are these other benefits as well?
So like I was saying, you get paid almost immediately. You go through your orientation and you're put on a job site right away. We get you working. That's our goal, is to keep you working. If you get laid off from a project because the project ends due to, the building being done, we move you on to the next project right away so that people don't have huge gaps and they don't have to go out and find the jobs themselves. That's a big benefit. As I was saying, this can lead to a 2 years associate's degree, which can lead to further degrees or whatever you want it to become. According to the Department of Labor, registered apprenticeships can mean up as much as $300,000 in additional wages over a career. These are high-paying jobs that are good careers, last a lifetime, and are really open to a wide variety of the population. One thing I will say is all of our programs only require that you have a high school diploma or GED as an education level, so we can really take people and give them a strong career without them having to go through college debt to get there. Average salaries upon completion of these programs are about $50,000 or higher. These jobs also come with full health care, something that is very rarely found in today's job market and something that is, very expensive for the individual. And this is something that's included.
All right, then. You've done just real good with that. And again, there's ongoing training to consistently upgrade your skills, because if there's some new technology out there or anything that's involved with any of the crafts, whether it be in painting, glazing, ironwork, electrical or sheet metal or plumbing, they're there and they're going to already be trained, the instructors, because they'll get that done, either here locally or back at their national headquarters, and they're made, umbrella trainings headquarters, whether it be in Washington, D.C. or someplace else. Emma, in order for any program to become a success, there has to be a process. And with that said, could you explain your process in the context of job seekers, organizations, and individuals?
Great. So yes, obviously we need a process. We also need people who want to do this. So for the individuals who are looking for these jobs, we are soon to have a website up and going that will have information about all of our trades, what their application requires, what is needed, what kind of work they do, all the basics so that you can really get an understanding of the trade before you apply to that program. And that website will be coming up. If you want to follow us on Facebook, we are Colorado Construction Careers on Facebook. We'll be posting all new information about our program up there. You can also follow us on Twitter at @CO_CONST careers. And you'll get up to date information when we get all of our information out. For organizations who like the idea of what we do, I'm doing a lot of work in our community with organizations that help place people in the workforce. So if you're an organization that has a lot of people who would be interested in these careers, I would love to come out and talk to you, do presentations to your individuals, and get you involved as a coalition partner. We are signing on local community groups as a coalition partner who will be listed on our website, saying that they support these programs, support apprenticeship programs, and want to be helpful in the future. And what was the last one?
The last one, I think we have job seekers, organizations, and individuals.
So I guess for I had job seekers with, you know, find us online. We'll have the website. All my contact information is also will be available on Facebook and on Twitter. You can send us a message and I can get in touch with you if you're here in the Denver metro area. If you're in the Colorado Springs Pueblo area, we can get you in touch with our local organizer down there as well. But individuals, if individuals are interested in this program, we can have you sign on as an individual supporter of this program. We're not just looking for organizations. And get you some more information about what we're doing in the community.
And then they can stay updated on efforts to support registered apprenticeships.
So yeah.
Whether it be the organization or the individual who's, you know, aging or anything like that, like me and many others that, you know, want to see people, you know, get gainfully employed in high-paying work with healthcare. Emma, have you done really good? We've got some time, you know, left here. And I always like to ask this question. Do you have any final thoughts or comments for this KGNU listening audience in the context of tonight's subject, Colorado construction careers? And when you're finished with that, could you share your contact information right now?
So I guess final thoughts is the registered apprenticeship programs have been the best kept secret in Colorado for a long time, and I'd like to change that fact. Share with people you know about this information. Find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, find us on the web, and really learn what's going on with these programs. If you have a brother, nephew, daughter, cousin, aunt, somebody who's looking either for a new career or a change in career, send them our way. We are really trying to encourage all people to be involved in these programs and love to talk to everybody.
And again, your contact information.
And my contact information. Yes, please reach out to me. So my name is Emma Donahue. You can reach me at 303. I'm sorry, that is not correct. You can reach me at 720-338-5037. Again, that's 720-338-5037. Or you can email me at edonahue@cbctc.com.
And in addition to that, I've already put on the playlist here at KGNU at the end of what the subject was tonight and the guest, which was Emma. I put down her phone number and her email as well, so you can get a hold of her directly. So with all that said, Emma, thank you for being on Labor Exchange at KGNU.
Thank you so much. This was great.
I know. And so for those of you who've joined us late, the subject on the Labor Exchange tonight at KGNU was Colorado Construction Careers, and with us was Emma Donahue, Community Outreach Coordinator, Colorado Building and Construction Trades Council, AFL-CIO, and the MEP Alliance. Have any comments about this show or any other show on KGNU, please call 303-447-9911. And next week, Monday, September 26, 2016, please listen to La Lucha Sigue at 6 p.m. This has been the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese for KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, and KGNU.org.